Good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is Chris, and today's podcast is brought to you by death. Yes, death. Today, last night, I received a really sad news that one of the people that I was married to, considered one of my marriages, passed away, Virginia. Virginia, and I thought I'd dedicate this podcast to death. When I got the email, the person who sent me the email saying that your ex-partner had passed away with cancer, because I hadn't spoken to her for quite a long time, I was really surprised. But the person who emailed me was asked, could you give me a call? What that person was really asking me to do was give them permission not to be sad. So I wrote back and I simply said this. Virginia was a creative spirit. She was an amazing person who lived five lifetimes while everyone else boringly lived one. She built a huge business in Australia. She listed it on the stock exchange. Mm-hmm. She was the she was the brand launcher, for want of a better word, of Warner Brothers specialty shops around the world, which created $1 billion worth of revenue for Warner Brothers by launching their product into superstores. And she took many of the brands around the world to global awareness and leveraged the franchise. She had designed most of the outfits for the Indy 500 and all of the car teams for the in the American series of that race and the associated races. She'd done work with Nike. She'd done work with so many of the biggest brands in the world, all from her humble beginnings as a young girl, the daughter of a plumber. I met Virginia because one day somehow she saw my website or saw something from me and had her personal assistant ring me up. Now, the irony of this and to come and do a consultation with her in the office, and I walked into an office full of young, inspiring, mostly female people who were laughing a little bit because they kind of like knew that I was a little bit of fun for Virginia, a little bit more of her excitement. And Virginia and I got on like a house on fire, and we started a business called Real Brand and Business. And Real Brand and Business ended up in New York, which is how Virginia and I both got to live in New York and build out this a store, which was going to be called Real. And it was delivering consciousness through product and service through a flagship store. And the program was going to be that we would build 20 or 30 of these stores around the world. The first one was going to be New York, second one was going to be Amsterdam, ironically, and et cetera, et cetera. We had an office in New York. Virginia already had a presence in New York, so we just expanded the office to create Real, borrowed some money, took all of our personal cash and invested it in Real, put a holding deposit on a building, and were set to go. We even had the documents drawn up. We had a launch program and a dinner and a big function where I presented the whole whiz-bang diversity of what Real was going to be. And from that, we got investors. And the major investor was General Electric, GE Fund. And, the long and the short of that story, it ended up that the World Trade Center got hit by an aeroplane. And not only did the building come down, which is extraordinarily sad, but on the sideline, our business, Real, went down with it, and so did $57 million, some of which was, a bit of which was our personal net worth. A week later, I was in Nepal and found out that our house in Sydney had burnt down and that we'd leveraged the house against Real, and it also ended up being sold as a fire sale, if you understand what I mean. Virginia and I went through a spectacular. Our marriage was in Bali. We flew the whole group of people to Bali, I think 50 of them, and accommodated everybody all around Bali. And we had a beautiful wedding at our favorite hotel there. and a beautiful banquet evening, and we did a Hindu wedding and came back and repeated the process at our now insured replacement house, which the insurance company give you for 6 months when your house burns down, and had a beautiful big banquet in the backyard and lots of people in the party. So Virginia and I, we traveled to far, far, far away places, and we had some of the most exciting times you can imagine a couple can have. As I said, Singapore, we went to Singapore to pitch to Richard Branson a business idea that we had, and flew up there, met them in the airport, met the team in the airport, and then flew back to Australia same day. So, you know, we did things that in my previous incarnation I'd never dreamed were possible. Virginia also helped me launch my first book. Her company did all the artwork. She created my first series of brochures, beautiful purple curved brochures, and that I remember was costed out at $15,000. So goodness knows what the retail value of it was. Virginia and I were at the launch of her business on the stock exchange. Real branded business launched on the Australian Stock Exchange, and we were there together drinking champagne while it launched. And that was another story which ended up being quite difficult, because they put padlocks on the doors of our Sydney office when Real Branded Business launch didn't go within 12 months to expectation, and cash ran out. Virginia was unfettered by any of it. She just bounced off the walls. She ended up living for a period of time in her parents' house with her son, because she couldn't have any money, and she borrowed off people who were always enthusiastic to support Virginia in her programs to build business, to launch brands, and to develop flagship product ranges. She created her own products. She launched other people's products, and is responsible for many of the key brands in the world for being at the top of their game. She also took me to the top of my game and launched me into the American market as a speaker, and also as a retreat leader, and launched the book. Unfortunately, the book launch was on September the 5th, 6 days before the World Trade Center, and so a lot of the investment in the book launch that she'd done was clouded or overshadowed, as it should have been, by the trauma of the World Trade Center. Virginia and I had a beautiful apartment in New York. We stayed in some astonishing places. Annie Leibovitz's sister's beautiful multi-million dollar apartment. We stayed there for 3 months, and some of her other friends were of the rich and famous, and Virginia just was just accepted in all circles, and a very down-to-earth person. She was generous to the core. Her closest friend ripped her off at one stage for $500,000 on a business venture, and Virginia didn't mind. She just kept on being friends with that person. To the people that Virginia left behind, she influenced everybody. Her creativity and her eye for detail and her ability to do things was just astonishing. But I'll talk a little bit more now about the experience I'm having with Virginia's passing. And Virginia, I love. I love Virginia as much as I love anybody on earth, and I will always love Virginia. Therefore, she can't die. She's in my heart. She's in my soul. She's part of me. I respect her. I'm grateful for her. I don't feel the need to attend her funeral. I don't need to feel the need to be sad. I feel for the people around her, whoever her partner is at the time of her passing, whoever, and her, certainly her son and her family. I feel for you all, and I send you my condolences. But for me personally, there's no need for me to go and witness a funeral. There's no need, because as far as I'm concerned, people don't pass away. They don't die. They just live. Their spirit lives on. And Virginia's creative spirit will live on for centuries. She has changed the world. And she's lived 5 lifetimes in the period of her 50-odd years of being on this planet. Virginia also left an astonishing mark on people with her generosity, her kindness, and her willingness to, as I say, ignore stuff which other people would take to heart and just keep on keeping on. She is therefore, I think, compared to many people on this planet, she's lived five lifetimes in the short period. She's been brave. She's gone broke. She's rebuilt. She's gone broke. She's rebuilt. She's had relationships. The father of her son walked away from her his relationship with her while she was still in hospital after having given birth to her first son. So, and declared that he was having an affair. So Virginia has been brave enough to love him, love her son, love people around her, irrespective of what they did. She was a courageous, courageous businesswoman. And this is the memory. This is the spirit of the woman that can't die, as far as I'm concerned. So, yes, I understand for many people sadness. I understand for many people grief. I understand for many people I don't have that. I use the laws of nature. I live in the universe. I trust that there is souls and spirits. I trust that there is a love that cannot be death, cannot die. That if you love somebody, you really love them, whether they're yours or whether they're separate for you, whether you're with them or whether you're not with them, whether they're yours or whether they're somebody else's, that love cannot die. Love cannot be taken away. Only our expectations can be taken away. Virginia was a walking, living, breathing model of the whole thing. She launched my book. It's called Sacred Love. And I'm going to put my book, Sacred Love, up on my blog in the next 24 hours, free for everybody to grab a copy. Please take it as a testimonial to the amazing work in the world of Virginia. And with respect, I have not mentioned her surname. With love and kindness, and I hope that my experience here is some help to you in understanding the value of spirit and living from your heart and soul in life. This is Chris. Bye for now.